don't have to move far offshore before the depths are tremendous. And to be able to find an individual wreck in depths like that would be extremely difficult, even with modern multi-beam sonar technology, and certainly incredibly difficult with technology from earlier periods of time. You're in the classic needle in a haystack situation.
The extreme depths of the Bermuda Triangle could explain the disappearance of any evidence of Flight 19. But the deadly water currents in the region may also have played a part. A powerful rush of warm tropical water known as the Gulf Stream travels through the triangle.
One can easily imagine with currents this strong that if a vessel were to sink in one spot, that these currents would sweep the debris very rapidly to the north. And not only would that happen, but with all of the variability, all of these wiggles that you see within the currents, you get very rapid dispersion. For example, a vessel sinking here might have part of its debris swept around this way and past Miami, while other parts of the debris might take this split against Cuba and head the other way. So these currents would act to very rapidly stretch the debris across the ocean.
Science and logic prove that finding wreckage can be a near impossible task. Flight 19 may never be found. And according to a pilot in their search party, nothing mysterious happened on that fateful day.
It was a simple matter of they got lost and they ran out of gasoline and they landed in the water.
All planes close up tight. When the first plane reaches 10 gallons, we all go down together.
And I think that the planes broke up when they landed in the water and nothing was ever found.
Greg and Laura Little search for physical evidence to end the debate once and for all.
This is, of course, just a single plane from what we can tell, and so it's exciting to see. It might be a military plane, might be part of Flight 19. That'd be a wonderful find.